Blog Talk Radio.
I'm at my best when I'm at my worst. I pass the test even when I don't come in first. And sometimes I win when the score says I lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. I still have joy when I'm feeling pain. I'm moving up when my life has clearly fallen down again. Sometimes I win when the score says you lose. Even in my weakness, I still have you.
For tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Please get your pen and paper handy. Tonight we have a lot of special announcements, and I would like for you to be able to save these dates and these events and these different things that I'm going to be talking about. So get your paper and pen handy. And we have a lot to talk about in this last 27 minutes that's left on our show. So we're going to go right into the word. We're going to be encouraged by the word, because the things that we're going to talk about, we're going to need Jesus to come inside of this night, because I need your help. 100%, 110%, not just me, but the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Well, the message, I'm going to do a very short message, and then I'm going to go into the announcement, because the things that I really need you guys to do. So please take your pen and paper out. The title is Make God's Priority Your Priority. Let me say that title again. Make God's priority your priority. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And that's coming from James, 4:3. Have you passionately asked God to help prioritize your life? Have you asked him for guidance and for the courage to do the things that you know need to be done? If so, then you are continually inviting your Creator to reveal himself in a variety of ways. As a follower of Christ, you must do no less. When you make God's priority your priority, you will receive God's abundance and his peace. Don't you want to receive your abundance and peace? I sure do. When you make God a full partner in every aspect of your life, he will lead you along the proper path, his path. And that path, we know we can't go wrong with you on his path. When you allow God to reign over your heart, he will honor you with spiritual blessings that are simply too numerous to count, too numerous to count. That means he's going to pour out his blessings. So you can plan for the day ahead. Make God's will your ultimate priority. When you do, every other priority will have a tendency to fall right nearly into place. When I ask God for divine order, my day is not perfectly in order, but by the end of the day, everything I really needed to accomplish and wanted to accomplish was done. So this is the same thing what God is saying. When you do, every other priority will have a tendency to fall nearly into place. And that's how it works. When you commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. Before when I pick up a telephone to make a call to AT&T, a doctor, appointment, anything that I have to call, I always say, before I even talk to that person who's going to answer that phone, commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. I'm having faith that when that person answers the phone, God is going to let the right thing happen. If it doesn't happen the right way that I want to, it's going to happen. It might not happen right then and there. But most of the time, I have success when I commit to the Lord in my direction. So, make God's priority your priority. The whole point of getting things done is knowing what to leave undone. That's the end of the message I want to talk about tonight. But there are so many other things that is important. But we know that God is our priority. He's putting together everything that we need to get done in his own way. Sometimes we can't see, but at the end, it will be in divine order and his priority. But there's many of you just came on, get your pen and paper handy because I need you to write these things down. Now, every year, some of you are new at this. Every year, our church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, who supports us with our ministry, they normally go in sabbatical during the month of July. And Sheila and I have decided to do the same thing. In the month of July, there are times that the two of us talk about things, what we need to go forward with. But we got a board now because the ministry is a 501c3, so we have board members. We will be probably having a short meeting or whatever meeting during the month. But no talk show, no meetings of any kind for the widows, because this is our time that we need to take care of a lot of different things. But we need your support during this time. And let me go with the announcement. The first thing, I'm going to bring Linda Grant on in just a moment, but I am going to go down this list quickly because I want her to have enough time to spend with what she's going to come here with. Okay, you know that we are trying to raise $20,000. And $20,000 is not realistic. it's not realistic at all, because we are having people to make donations right now, just writing checks. So we hope that you can write some checks and have other people to write checks with you. Set a goal that you want to help the Next Chapter Widows Ministry with. To get this goal met. Now, all the years, this is 20 years of September. Some people come, some of the widows that when they first come to the ministry, ask questions of me. They say, what are your dues? We have never, Sheila and I have never wanted to charge you guys nothing that God wants us to do. God wants us to continue to embrace you and help you through this journey. We have not once asked you for dues. 20 years. We have Valentine party. We have breakfast. We have all different types of activities throughout the year. You guys know what they are. We have never asked you for a penny. The only thing that you pay the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is when you go on a trip. You pay your way. All the little things that we purchase to buy to complete the trip or whatever, we do that. But we've never asked you guys for a penny. We ask you to volunteer to donate on your own, because, of course, this talk show costs money every Tuesday night. The books that we purchase cost money, but thank God that you guys are purchasing the books and giving it to your friends and family, whoever needs it. So I just want you to know, this $20,000 is not realistic for us to do. And this is why we're asking for it, because we want to do more for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. We want to go to the next level. We don't want to just stay here 20 years. We want to do more. We want to do more for you. So just think about that. When we say $20,000, that's a lot of money. No. When God is in control, we can make that plus 20, could be $25,000 at the end of, by September that we raise. And we can do this. You set your goal, what you want to do, and you can ask people to help you with this goal. So it is not realistic that we cannot do this. It can be done. God has all powers in his hand. He has kept this ministry for 20 years. He has allowed us to continue to do things for all of you. And we want to continue to do that, but we need your support. And please save this date. I want you to save this date like this was going to be your birthday party. When September 16th from 10 to 1 p.m., this is going to be your birthday party. That's the way I want you to set that date. And when someone asks you that they want you to do something else on September 16th from 10 to 1, I want you to tell them that you're having a birthday party. That's mean you're not changing that date. You're not changing that time for nobody. You're going to be here to support us in this fundraiser and celebration. So I want you to really, just like we're serious about you, we love you, we want you to love us back and help us to make this work. And it can be done. Where are we going to have it? It's going to be a beautiful facility. Vineyard, beautiful decoration, great food. Everything is going to be catered. All you have to do is come and wear your purple and silver and look pretty and enjoy the event. We have a great speaker, Dr. Sarah Hurd. She's a TV host. And then it's lots of other things that are going to be happening. And we want you there to celebrate with us. What else I want to say? Okay. And for some reason, you cannot attend this event. Your sister is getting married. Your daughter is having a baby. I understand that. But guess what you can do? You can still support the ministry with this fundraiser. Purchase a ticket for someone else. Now, there's a ticket to get. There's $30 ticket to get in to this celebration. You need to purchase your ticket, and I would like for you to purchase that ticket by the first week in August. It's we do it by that time because we need to take care of the vineyard and the food. So we're going to need those tickets is the most important thing that needs to be done by August, the first week in August, so we can go ahead and take care of the payment on the vineyard and the catering. So what else on here? And the other thing is, I want all of us to pray in the month of July, pray and fast that God will manifest and do all of those things that we would like to do for our anniversary and for the ministry. And you don't have to, you pick your own time and also pick whatever you want to fast on. I know what I'm going to be doing. So pray and fast with the next chapter so we can make sure that we can have the best 20-year anniversary ever. Okay, what else on the announcement? I mentioned a location. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful vineyard. Just one second, I'm looking at my... Oh, donation can be paid by Cash App. We still have the same Cash App address that we've had before. You can also make donation on the website. Very easily, it's safe. It goes straight to PayPal. You have a PayPal account, and there where the funds go. We've had people make donations, and it goes straight to PayPal. So don't think that your credit card is going to be compromised or whatever. So it's a safe site. You can pay by check, or you can pay by cash. So all of these ways that you can take care of those things. And right now, you can start sending in your donation right now if you want. You can do Cash App if you feel it's safer for you. We have not had a problem with Cash App also. So these are ways that you can get started. Sending your $10, sending your $20, $25, and you will add up by September. But we would like you to purchase your ticket by the first week in August. Now, there's another announcement that I want to make for someone else. One thing I want to tell you that I am not available for any type of meeting or anything for the month of July. My plate is full. I have 3 doctor's appointments. I have things. I have to make phone calls to widows that I know, but we have widows that first was with the ministry at the very beginning. I'm going to be calling those widows to invite them to our event. So I am going to be pretty busy on the telephone and also doctor's appointment as well as a couple other things. My plate is very full. I cannot be to these other things that I'm being invited. Even I'm saying no to family members or friends or whatever. I cannot be everywhere in the month of July, because my place is already full with different activities and things. But I will still receive phone calls. If you need me for something, ask me something, please feel free to text me or call me. I will be available to answer, and I will answer you. You can also go on the website, and it says contact. You can send me a message on the website where it says contact, your email and everything. Tell me what you need. If you can't get me on my cell, most likely I keep my cell like it's my bodyguard. So I'm always available, but I might not get to you right away, but I get to you pretty close to when you need something done. I'm very good as far as looking at my text and my email every day to make sure I do that. So just knowing that I'm available for questions and answers, but I am not going to be able to do any type of extra event. Now, Linda, I'm going to get you on just a second. There's something else that I told one of the widows. I will mention her, her event.
Okay.
Juwan Stewart. Juwan Stewart, she's been on the talk show before. She is okay. she is helping, trying to help parents with their children getting, she has ways to get scholarships and different things for your young adult, teenager, youth, and teenagers. That can, she can help you get funds for schools and get them involved in different things. She is a very influential person that you need to contact if you have a granddaughter, a grandson that could use some funds or ways to help, and also to be the bill themselves. It says save the dates for July the 21st through the 22nd. Empower parents, experience, connection, and community. It's going to be at the Hyatt in Midtown, Atlanta. Let me see what else on here. Just 1 second, Linda. I'm going to get you. You're going to come on in a minute. We might go over tonight. It's okay. We can go over. Okay, here. You can contact me, and I can contact her if you're interested. Even if you can't make this event, she also can give you information that you need and how to go about benefiting your youth or teenager to help them to be able to get scholarships and other benefits to empower. She's been doing this for years, so she's very experienced at it. And let me see. And believe the community inspires its parents. Will, okay. Yeah. So just knowing that you can contact me with this information, it's going to be the July 21st through the 22nd. I will not be able to attend because my plate is already full. But if you need more information, please contact me, and I will be able to get that information. Let's support her because, like I say, we do not go after money that's there for opportunity sometimes. We hear it, but do nothing about it. Linda, it's all yours. Come on and talk
okay.
about your walk.
Okay, good evening. And to expedite, I will read over the part of the flyer addressing this event. And it says, join us, the next chapter Widows Ministry fundraiser coming. Walk for Widows. The date, please save this date. It's Saturday, August the 19th. 2023, from 7:30 a.m. until 10 a.m., we will walk at Village Park, which is located at 750 Fairview Road, Ellenwood, Georgia. There is a registration fee, this being a fundraiser, of $10. And this $10 will include raffle tickets, and that's contingent upon how many times you loop around. If you loop one time, you get one ticket. Two times, two tickets. Three times, you'll get three raffle tickets for big door prizes, including a 10-speed bicycle, gift cards, and more. So we're inviting, I need all help, as much help that I can get from our widows that are members. We also connected up with another widows group on last week. We're going to invite them to walk. Now, if you can't walk, our other option is asking for you to recruit sponsors that will support this mission as well. And if you have sponsors, please come and register or would be invited if you don't feel up to walking. Bring somebody else that can walk for you. And then you can sit and talk about the widow's ministry to friends that are have come to be a part of this and just be able to tell about the widow's ministry and what this walk is all about. You will be able to listen to some music and just enjoy the atmosphere of what this fundraiser is all about, supporting widows. So please contact me, Linda Grant, and if you'll write this number down, please, it's 404-932-8862. Call me anytime. I can use your help in many ways because this is all about achieving, reaching that goal of $20,000, which is actually very realistic. It can be done. Teamwork makes the dream work. So come on board. Be a part of this walk to help us achieve and reach this $20,000 goal. Thank you very much.
Yes, I am going to be walking. I know many of you walk every day or during the week. Join Linda on this walk that you will be, that you can come. And this is one way of your $10 will also be a part of the fundraiser because you want to be helping her reach her goal. And if there's something that you want to do to raise your money, start off with $500 and say, I am going to do this between now and if everybody did $500, we would have no problem in reaching our goal of $20,000. And the thing, too, is you don't have to take it out of your pocket. You can have other people to help you with that. And this is one way of coming out getting together and also exercising. Continue to exercise during the week. Just make sure that you come on the Saturday and you can add that day to your number of steps that you have done during the week. And I am going to be there because I normally I do a lot of walking. But I'm going to be there to support her on this mission. And did I say something wrong? So this is not realistic. It is realistic.
Yeah.
I may have said that wrong. Correct me on that. So, yeah, okay. This is real realistic.
Very realistic. And
very realistic.
Just...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am just trying to put everything...
To get everything in.
Get everything in. So I wanted to see whether I said that wrong after you said it. And please, yeah, definitely correct me.
Okay.
Just knowing that everything, yes, this is definitely realistic. What I meant to say, don't think it's not realistic. That's what I'm trying to say.
Correct.
That it is realistic.
Mm-hmm.
That we can do this. And like I said, it's a beautiful place and you're going to have a great time, good food, good fellowship and celebration. In September, so set this date aside for that special day that you want to come and help us celebrate this 20-year anniversary. Let me see. There was something else. Okay. Now, July 1st is Saturday. Boy, July came up so fast. I want you in the next couple of days to think about what you can fast on. You can fast once a week if you want to. Before Saturday gets here. Think about what you're going to fast, how you're going to go about your fast. And pray for this ministry that we will be able to get this done. I mean, we can get it done, but I need all of your prayers. All of your prayers and your support. So, July is 7 is a special number. So just knowing that, all of that, just pick that time and talk with God and telling God how much you want this to happen for the next chapter and what it has benefited you in every way that it has benefited you. And just think about how much more things that we can do for the ministry, the widows and new widows. So I want you to also reach out and invite other widows as well. But just make sure that you when you talk to them, that the tickets, let them know that the ticket should be the $30 ticket to get in. It's due the first week in August. Now, for some reason, you meet a widow after that particular time and they want to attend, by all means, they still can come. But we want to keep a number total so we can make sure we are comfortable in the number of people that's going to be at this event. We know we don't want to go over and everybody don't have a place to sit and enjoy themselves. So we definitely have to keep a running number. So that's why we want all of you to try to get those tickets purchased by the first week in August so we can see where we are. And then we can also let you know how many more people can be in attendance in this place. This place does hold a large number of people. It's way over 100 people. I think maybe 150. I got to need to check with her because I'm looking for more than that. So it can be 150. But I know it will hold 150 for sure, but I think it could be a larger number as well. But I will check into that. But if you need me for anything, as well, ask questions or whatever, please, you're still able to call me or text me with the information. And I will be also sending information out to you. I'm going to send this flyer out to you again in a text probably between now and Friday. I'll get that flyer out to you. So you have that. Keep it in your phone. Don't delete it. Keep it in your phone so you can be able to share it with others. Because if you don't know all the answers, all you got to do is look at your cell phone and you can answer all those questions that they have. And also, it's on our website. All of this information about our anniversary is on the website. You just go there and it's on the donation. No, it's on the event page. And also, it gives more information on the donation page as well. So if you need any additional information, feel free to text us and call us so we can answer those questions for you. Linda, do you have anything else that you want to say?
No, but just other than just save that date, August the 19th. It's Saturday, and we will register starting at 7:30. August the 19th at Village Park in Ellenwood.
And it's a beautiful park, too. You definitely do. It's so much fun when there's a beautiful place and then it's early in the morning where it won't be so hot. So please come and join us together and we won't just be walking. We also will be fellowshipping together as well. That's an event.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
And somebody going to win something. How many prizes you have, Linda?
Oh, we will have from five to at least five and or more, but they're going to be big, nice prizes.
Yes. So just knowing that you're going to get something from, and you're going to also have some water and what?
Oh, yes. There will
be
available. Yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I love those walks. So that is it, ladies, and have a great, let me pray. First, I'm going to pray about make God's priority your priority. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this meeting tonight and all the details that we had to talk about. Just we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us. Let your priorities be your priority be his priority. Let your will be his will. Let your word be my guide. That's God speaking. And let's grow in faith and in wisdom this day and every day. Have a great 4th July weekend, July, just knowing that keep us in your prayers and fast and pray for this event and knowing that God is going to be there with us. And we just love you and we adore you and we just want to do whatever we can continue to do for you. And this is what we're trying to do and we're asking God to let his will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your will be done. In Jesus' name, have a great month of July and enjoy, be safe, but travel and enjoy yourself. Don't stay at home and get in loose and stuff, emotions and stuff that you don't want to spend with family and friends. Get out there and enjoy yourself. Just like walk, go to the gym and do different things that will make you happy. And God will be there walking with you and being with you each and every day. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you, and that's exactly what he does. Be blessed and talk to you soon back in August.
I'm at my best when I'm at my worst. I pass the test even when I don't come in first. And sometimes I win when the score says I lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. I still have joy when I'm feeling pain. I'm moving up when my life has clearly fallen down again. Sometimes I win when the score says you lose. Even in my weakness, I still have you. I'm grateful that in my weakness,